You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily fantasy football podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer, and when I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Come to the site now. Everything you need to know about NFL championship game weekend heading up to Super Bowl 52 is up there. Your advice for fantasy, your picks, odds, predictions, breakdowns, everything you can imagine for the games. And on tap, we have the Jaguars and Patriots as the first game, and then the Vikings and Eagles. And we'll break those down here on Matchup Thursday as we've shifted a little bit during the playoffs. There's only three more playoff games left, these two, and we know the big game there in Minneapolis the following week. So we'll break these games completely down, look at the DraftKings and FanDuel's prices as we go along. We'll go side by side of the football. You have to go that way because we only have four teams playing. We'll go a little in depth here on every team that's still alive to see what their value could be in production in this particular game. But we start with the Jaguars and Patriots, and you look at Tom Brady, as I said, paying up was worth it last week. This week he's $7,700 on FanDuel, $9,000 on DraftKings, so, or the other way around, I should say, that he's very expensive overall here when you look at everyone else, and no question because of the rest of the quarterbacks. We've been talking about this all week where you have Keenum and Blake Bortles and Nick Foles as your other quarterbacks in this round. So when you look at the pricing there, no wonder Brady is going to be there, but I necessarily don't think you want to pay up for him this week. You look at this Jaguars pass defense, it's the best left standing here in the tournament, and we know that a lot of guys don't think get things done. I know the Steelers did that, but keep in mind that Ben Roethlisberger, it required some amazing plays both from Roethlisberger and his key targets there, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, to go big with those five TDs against the Jaguars. A lot of garbage production there as well. With Brady, I think this game is going to be a little more low scoring. Part of it was the Steelers' defense was so bad that the Jaguars could build a lead, and the Steelers had to keep throwing, so that contributed. I don't think the Patriots want to get into shootout here. They're a running-oriented team as well, so they know the strengths of this Jaguars defense. They're going to try to find other ways to exploit it. I think Rob Gronkowski could still have a big game. We'll get to that in a moment. But I just don't think you can go with Brady, given that he struggled against some pretty good defenses in the past that can get to him. We know that the Dolphins kind of had his number in that game in Miami. The Panthers had some success against him as well until he got going late in that game. So with Brady, just the defense, the level of defense is really high, and I don't think the Patriots, when you look at their receivers with Brandon Cooks and Chris Hogan, are as capable of doing as much damage here in the Steelers. Gronk is going to be kind of what Brown was there for the Steelers, is the guy that they're going to throw to even if he's well covered, and the Jaguars have a bunch of guys who can cover him as well. So Brady, for that price, I just don't think you can go there this week. Now, I mentioned Gronk, and I think he's the guy that I would maybe circle here because we've seen in the past where Gronk can go off. He's 8,400 here, and keep in mind that there's a considerable drop off here. There are some pretty good other tight ends, but they're both in the other game. You're not going to look at anyone here, especially with Mercedes Lewis being a blocker here. So in this particular game, I think if you're going to pay up for someone on either side, really, it would be Rob Gronkowski, just because he's the wild card. He's the guy that can get open against anyone. It doesn't matter. The cover three looks of the Jaguars are going to open things up for Gronk. They're going to take away the wide receivers. I don't think you're going to see much Jalen Ramsey on Gronk. There's been some talk about that, but I just don't see that as a wrinkle that the Jaguars really need to put in place here when they have other guys that can cover. But that said, whether it's Telvin Smith or Miles Jack or Barry Church or Tayshaun Gibson, Gronkowski, we know, can beat anybody there in the position. And they might get some one-on-one looks there for Gronk, which also helps. But you know that he can make catches in traffic over a couple guys. So you got to go with some guys that are uncoverable and matchup-proof at this point. I don't think Brady's quite there because the Jaguars have the high level of defense there that can swarm him, get in his face inside with the pass rush. But Gronk, his versatility, his size, speed, all that good stuff that makes him what he is, and Gronk is going to be on display in this game. So that's where I kind of pay for the Patriots. Now, it's pretty easy with wide receiver here. I really don't like any of the matchups here. Chris Hogan, going to probably get A.J. Bouye or Jalen Ramsey, 6,100, not worth it for me. Danny Amendola, 6,400, getting Aaron Colvin, and definitely not 7,000 for Brandon Cooks, maybe seeing a lot of Ramsey or Bouye in this game. So it doesn't really matter either side. These guys have a lot of length, wingspan, size, speed, can take away these guys pretty easily on the outside and inside there with Colvin. I think Amendola has the best chance for success, but don't go chasing the box score from the Titans. He's not facing former Patriot Logan Ryan there in the slot anymore. Colvin is pretty solid and underrated in this secondary for the Jaguars. So I think you cannot go there with any of these receivers. I think if you're going to make your investment, go with Gronk in this Patriots passing game. Now, if you turn your attention to the running backs, and this is going to be interesting to see how they use these guys, but Rex Burkhead looks like he's going to play, so they're going to have Deion Lewis, James White, and Burkhead. I expect Mike Gillislee to stay scratched here. I look at Lewis, 7,700, again, another special player that they can get in space if needed, run between the tackles, have some success, but you know, the Jaguars have been better against the power run as well with Marcell Dareus. So I think that kind of takes out Lewis and Burkhead here. Burkhead, you're going to look at some potential red zone production, but that also hurts Lewis's value as well. And Burkhead is not going to get touched the ball much elsewhere if he's able to come back and play this week. So Lewis and Burkhead, really cannot recommend them at all. I think if you're going to go with a wild card, you go with James White, because maybe they spread the field a little bit. He creates a mismatch here and there. Maybe make them focus the attention on other guys. So James White came through when they needed it last week. He's the Super Bowl hero, the divisional playoff producer here. So James White, if I'm going to go with the guy, especially for the price, if I'm going to the dice roll and going a little bit tournament style here, 4,800, you can't beat that for White. I just think that he, in terms of the game flow in this game, that he can have the biggest impact here. So I go with White over paying up for Lewis or Burkhead this week for sure, if you're going to entertain any options in this Patriots backfield. The NFL playoffs are in full swing, and it's unfortunate that it's almost over, but you still have time to get in the action this NFL season on mybookie.ag, the number one rated online sportsbook. With your fantasy football season over, the only way to use your sports knowledge to win cash is by betting at mybookie sportsbook. That makes it easy to deposit and even easier to cash out your winnings fast. They have odds and everything, live betting, and an all new prop builder where you can create your own bet slips to bet how you want. You can bet anywhere you want, from your desktop, tablet, on their world-class mobile site that lets you bet anytime, anywhere. MyBookie also offers the fastest, no-hassle payouts when you play and win. The best news of all is that you join MyBookie now, and they'll match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's the promo code LOCKEDON for Locked On NFL Network when making your account. Visit MyBookie today and bet on the internet's favorite sports book. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Take advantage of that promo code Locked On for that 50% bonus, and get playing, get in on the action. It's a lot of fun, and it's good to have some post-holiday cash, and MyBookie is your ticket to do just that. Now let's look at the other side of things for the Jaguars offense in this AFC championship game. And Blake Bortles, they're going to force him to throw downfield. And it's not a secret here. That's what the Bills did in the first game. It's It was tough. Bortles, even with the dink and dunk success he had last week, still not a very high upside. They had four rushing touchdowns there. They're still going to look to run the ball in scoring position. So Blake Bortles, you look at his price, $7,600 on FanDuel, and on DraftKings, he's $5,000. I don't think I go either way here. It's less more than the name. It's the matchup as well. The Patriots, when you look on their corners and safeties, it's very hard to get anything going there with the wide receivers there. So it's going to be tough. I think one or two guys could have an impact in this game, but we know Bortles, he could run a little bit in this game, but I see the Patriots being aware of that and kind of contain that. So I just don't see him worthy here. I think, again, quarterbacks, I'm pivoting off this game just the way these secondaries are looking, and I think the Patriots' pass rush is a little underrated as well. So you can go away from Bortles because there's not going to be much volume there. It's going to be the same type of approach from last week. Now we go to running back here. Leonard Fournette, obviously high-priced after last week's game, playing through the ankle injury, $8,500. Three touchdowns, over 100 yards against the Steelers coming off that game. We know how good Fournette can be, but we also know that he can be bottled up, and we know that the Patriots like to take away the opponent's number one option as much as possible. That's why, in an interesting move, I might go with T.J. Yeldon as your pivot, $5,200. I think they might use more of Yeldon because, first of all, Fournette banged up deep into his rookie season, has the ankle issues, has had a variety of different injuries slowing him down here. So I think Yeldon could see the ball a little bit more, and we know what he could do in the passing game. And I think that's a way that the Jaguars can really make an impact here on the Patriots' defense. They're not as good at covering backs. Yeldon provides a change of pace there, so I could easily see him getting 10 to 12 touches and doing something with it. And he showed last week that Fournette, yeah, finished three times, but Yeldon could also score. So with Chris Ivory maybe not playing again, not an option here, and I don't think they want to go there anyway because Ivory is a bit redundant with Fournette. I think Yeldon could be busy. So that's where I go in the backfield. And if Fournette is going to be dazzling, you might chase what he did last week, but we know the Patriots are not going to make the same mistakes the Steelers did there. And really, you can't go any more than that. Your next option is Tommy Bohannon, the fullback. No, even after a touchdown catch last week, you're not going there with Bohannon. So it's looking definitely the Yeldon over Fournette is the way to go. Now, tight end, I mentioned Mercedes Lewis earlier when I was talking about Gronk. I think if you're going to go with someone with your dice roll, I know Ben Koliak scored last week there and has been more involved in the playoffs, but I would go James O'Shaughnessy. This guy's more on the field a little bit more. He's a bit of a wiggly receiver there, former Chiefs player that used to flank Travis Kelce. So the only problem is he's as much as Lewis. He's $4,500, so there's not much to see here at all on these teams in terms of tight ends beyond Gronkowski. And Dwayne Allen could see a few snaps on the other side and have a mild impact, but we know his ceiling is probably limited, like three catches to 30 yards, somewhere in that vein. So nothing there at tight end. At wide receiver, let's look at the prices here. $6,100, Marquise Lee is the most expensive on FanDuel. Then comes Keelan Cole at $5,800, D.D. Westbrook $5,500, and Alan Hearns at $5,300. If we look at the DraftKings prices there, the difference is that Westbrook is more expensive than Cole. So a little bit of a change there when you look at the two sites, and part of it is the PPR, and Cole is more a big play target, while Westbrook is going to be more involved maybe steadily in the offense as the so-called starter. But the guy I'm looking at is Alan Hearns. He's a guy that they haven't really used too much since he came back from his ankle injury, but $5,300, the cheapest by far on FanDuel of these guys. On DraftKings, he's even cheaper in relation to them at $3,300 because he's even behind Malcolm Mitchell there on the other side for the Patriots, who's not even available here. So when you look at Hearns and what he can do, we know he's the most experienced Jaguars receiver. So when you look at Hearns, he could work the slot. Eric Rowe is the guy that he could get in coverage here. And Lee and Westbrook are pretty good players. They're versatile, can line up everywhere. But Hearns is the best guy suited for the slot. He's really that type of receiver, where those guys are just doing it because to provide versatility in the scheme when they spread the field there for Jacksonville. So I think that's where I'm going. If you're doing a little dice roll as a third wide receiver or flex option, I think Hurns is the guy to go to, because Doug Marrone, I don't think he gets enough credit for being a good offensive schemer, but he did a good job last week, and I think you look at the weaknesses here and say that Hurns is a guy that needs to play more and have a bigger impact this week to help out Blake Bortles. And this is about reality as well, and they want to win the game, and you got to go with guys that are going to help you win the game. Now let's move on to the NFC Championship game, and we'll start looking at the home team here as well with the Eagles. Nick Foles is 7,100 on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's priced there at 4,500, as you expect, behind Case Keenum in this game easily. Now, Nick Foles, there's something to like about him because of the way the receivers are in this one, and I'll get into a particular matchup that I would like, but I think Foles is not a bad play in here. I think he's better than any of the plays in the other game, and in relation to Keenum, he's cheap. So I think if you're going to go for a little bit of a tournament away from what other people are going with, probably going to be Brady and Keenum, I think you go Foles this week, because I think you can get two touchdown passes from him in this game easily. It might not be too much more scoring, but the Eagles are going to struggle to run the ball here. So, and you look at the matchups, they're not thrilling, like I said, with wide receiver and tight end overall against a very good Vikings defense. But Foles is going to put it up. The volume might dictate it. I can see the Vikings also potentially going up here, where the Eagles are going to have to be in throw-heavy mode and move Foles around and make a few big plays in the passing game to stay in it before it gets out of hand here at home with a trip with this Super Bowl in mind. And so I think you can go there. Now, if we go specifically to why I think you can go there, Alshon Jeffrey is going to have his hands full with Xavier Rhodes, but he's had some success against him when he was with the Bears. He's a big guy, matches up well, can jump over him, same size pretty much, except 2 inches taller. So that's going to help. We know that helped Michael Thomas last week. So Jeffrey, I think people might be looking at the Rhodes matchup and be afraid. I don't think I'd be too afraid. I think you have to give him a shot. I think you're going for the talents here, and that's part of why I really like Gronk in that Jaguars game. He's just a very talented guy, and Jeffrey is the same, and they know they have to target him more. If you're going for a little cheaper option here, I think you definitely go, given he's 7,300 there on FanDuel, 6,200 is Nelson Agholor. If we go to DraftKings, Jeffrey is a good 4,600, and Agholor is actually priced ahead of them here. So I think if I'm going on DraftKings, I go more Jeffrey because of the potential there. I know Agholor is more of the possession guy, so to speak, but Jeffrey's actually been treated that way with his targets and all that. So DraftKings for sure, I go with Jeffrey. On FanDuel, I go with the cheaper option, which is Nelson Agholor at 6,200. I like the Agholor matchup against Terrence Newman. Terrence Newman is 39 years old. Nelson Agholor is 24 years old. So good matchup of two guys that are exactly the same size, but Agholor, quickness, speed, youth are all on his side in this matchup. So again, I wouldn't be too afraid of Jeffrey in this one, but I do like Agholor overall because of the matchup, where he's not going to have to deal with someone as talented as Rhodes on the other side. And what about Torrey Smith? What about Torrey Smith? No, you can't go with him this week. I just don't see him being too involved. Trey Waynes has been pretty good, and there's a chance from time to time that Smith will see Rhodes as well in this, but no, you're not going there. So again, Agholor over Jeffrey on FanDuel, and then Jeffrey over Agholor on DraftKings. Now we go to tight end, and really you're not going to mess with guys like Trey Burton or Brent Celek this week. You're looking at Zach Ertz here. Can he get the job done? 7,000. I'll say one thing, though. The Vikings in the regular season allowed the fewest fantasy points to tight ends. They're very good against that position. I know Josh Hill had a little bit of success against them for the Saints last week, but typically they've bottled up the position. They have a lot of good players at safety, Harrison Smith, Andrew Sendejo leading as the starters, and then linebackers are also pretty fast here with Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr. So a whole bunch of guys there that can contain Zach Ertz here. So I'm going to probably get off Ertz this week. I just don't think you can go that way. He's been very consistent, steady, and Foles does trust him a lot, but I think this is a game where he's going to have to get the ball to the wide receivers. So I kind of look at Ertz as a non-play this week, and especially when I look at the price of Kyle Rudolph on the other side at 6,100. Now, if you're going to play defense, I think you have to go in this game. We'll make a little transition here. I think I would play the Vikings defense of all. I mean, it's the easy mark here for sure at 4,900. I just can't play a defense in the Jaguars-Patriots game. I know the Jaguars, you could pay up and get, but I really don't think you want to go there because they're 4,400, but they're also playing Brady on the road. I think Patriots are way expensive, 5,200 at home. So you got to go for the one that's just right. That's 4,900 for the Vikings in this game. So that's my recommendation on defense. You're not paying as much as the Patriots, but you're not rolling the dice that Jaguars play Brady and get torched by him either. It's a little bit of a boom or bust type play there, and you can avoid that by playing the Vikings, which is pretty safe to have some impact plays against Nick Foles. Now, are you already getting ready for the 2018 NFL Draft? Your team's not in the playoffs. There's only four teams left, so you got to see what are the best options for your team in 2018. The best way to do that is to listen to Locked On NFL Draft on the Locked On NFL Network. It's a great show there with John Ledyard and Trevor Sikkema. We'll have live reports from the Senior Bowl there. A lot of other teams are going to be down there as well, checking it out, especially Locked On Eagles. They're going to do some double duty here, playoffs and getting to the Senior Bowl, maybe in between the trip to the Super Bowl. So it's a great show, great resource for you to stick with all season long. They'll have some good interviews from there, insight, analysis, get a really good read on these prospects. For the first time with these practices of the Senior Bowl, they're pretty critical for all these upperclassmen entering the draft. So listen to that. Check that out. We'll keep you covered all the way through the draft in April and beyond, and it starts now, and it doesn't get any better than Locked On NFL Draft. We'll close by looking at the Vikings side of things in the NFC Championship game, and let's start at quarterback. And Case Keenum, he's the guy you're paying up, but if you're going to pay up for someone, I pay up for him over Tom Brady this week because I think the matchups are just very good for Keenum. This is an Eagles team that you have to throw on. They're pretty good against the run as well. So I look at the Vikings better equipped to open the field. The matchups are just better overall for Keenum. He's actually been better on the road at times this season, maybe because he's relaxed and lets it loose a little bit and they let him do so, and the volume is sometimes there. Well, they're going to have to be proactive about the volume here. It could be a Pat Shermer's last game if he loses here, so he doesn't want to do that because he's going to move on to the Giants. So Keenum and Shermer, every game there is key for both of them. Keenum for his free agent status and Shermer for building better equity and buzz as the Giants head coach. So I think those guys will work well together to exploit the holes in the Eagles' defense, which is in the back seven. So I think Keenum overall is the guy I'm going with at 8,000. I think if you're going for a pivot, is Foles, but either way, not taking either quarterback in the Jaguars-Patriots game. Now we go to wide receiver, and this one's interesting because there's just some very good matchups, I think. Adam Thielen is particularly intriguing because he could be in the slot or outside. He's probably going to see a little bit of Patrick Robinson, a little bit of Ronald Darby. Both these guys are playing very well, but we know he's Adam Thielen. Thielen's actually cooled off pretty well here. And you look at the prices here, he's 7,400 on both formats, FanDuel and DraftKings. And then you look at Stephon Diggs, 6,700 on FanDuel and 6,900 on DraftKings. So very similar in relation to their prices, but to me, you got to go with Diggs here because he's probably going to see Jalen Mills the most. And again, he's cheaper. And he had the more productive game last week. Thielen has been bottled up of late. He still could have a very good reality game, but I think he's looking at more like a 7 catch for 80 85, 90-yard type game. While I think Diggs could easily go over 100 with a touchdown or two in this one. He's the bigger big game guy, and that's the guy I want to go for with the upside. Remember, Thielen doesn't score a lot either. So Diggs, we know he's been a boom or bust a little bit, but we know that he can score multiple touchdowns in a game easily. He's going to be targeted quite a bit in this one. So I really like what you're going to get from Diggs in the second straight week. We're not just chasing the 61-yard Minneapolis miracle, so to speak, that to help the Vikings survive against the Saints. We're chasing the fact that Diggs has a better matchup this week. So Thielen, either way you look at it, versus Robinson or Darby, it's going to be a little tough. I think they'll try to get him more, actually, away from Robinson and outside on Darby, who's actually not played as well in coverage. So look for that a little bit. That means Jarius Wright can go there. That's a bit of a stretch here. I know Jarius Wright was okay, but if you're going to look at him, I think you have to look at him more in the PPR format of DraftKings 3000 if you want to scrape the bottom of the barrel there and just want to get a cheap flex play. Wright could be heavily involved again as well here. But again, I think if they're going to use Wright, it's more to get Thielen and Diggs in better matchups. So Diggs Thielen is how I go with these receivers this week. Now we go to tight end, and I mentioned Rudolph briefly in relation to Ertz. He's $900 cheaper on FanDuel, $6,100 there versus $7,000. On DraftKings, Ertz is $5,300, Rudolph is $4,500. I really like Rudolph. He didn't do much last week, so a lot of people are not going to be too into him. The Eagles' numbers against the tight ends are a little bit misleading. Once they face big, strong guys like this, who are very good targets in the red zone, and we expect Keenum and Rudolph to be connected there again, as they usually are, Rudolph is a guy I really like. So if I'm going to bet on the touchdowns this week for the Vikings, Rudolph has a very good chance, probably ahead of even Diggs here, because Diggs is a little bit more big play dependent. But we know the Eagles can stop the run. That's going to open things up for Rudolph a little bit, especially in scoring position there. And I could see a lot of double tight end sets with David Morgan, which allows Rudolph to easily roll out and make some catches here easily. So I go with Rudolph if I'm going for a tight end this week. And love the matchup. I think he's going to be involved here a lot more than he was a week ago. And it's going to pay off with a score. I don't know if you're going to get too much more, but you'll take it if it's four catches for 23 yards and a touchdown. There'll be plenty to expect from this round, especially if you're not going to pay up for Gronk in this particular week and you don't want to do that in particular. Now, we'll close out with the running backs. And Latavius Murray or Jerick McKinnon, that's pretty much the question that we've asked ever since Dalvin Cook went down with a torn ACL. It's been close. It's been hard to read sometimes, unpredictable. Last week, both of those guys found the end zone against the Saints. Latavius Murray at $6,900 on FanDuel, $6,800 for Jerick McKinnon on that format. If we go over to DraftKings, we'll see that Murray is the most expensive back in this game at $5,700. So when you look at what you're looking at between Latavius Murray, Jay Ajayi, and Jerick McKinnon, I think you have to break down these two backfields. I think it's very similar because you have one power back, but not necessarily going to dominate everything. He's going to get a good team touches, but between Murray and Ajayi, I think Ajayi is the better back here, and he's $500 cheaper than Murray. So that's what the surprising thing is. So if you're going to go with a feature back, a power back in this game, it has to be Ajayi. Unfortunately, Ajayi doesn't get involved in scoring position here. On DraftKings, I think you can definitely go Ajayi because he's cheaper than Murray. I don't think I like Murray or Ajayi here at $7,200 for Ajayi and $6,900 on FanDuel. So remember, I didn't like the running games, and that's why I didn't really talk about the Eagles' running game too much here. It's something I want to trust in this one against the Vikings. They shut down pretty much anything. But I think I would go with the two pivots here. That's not LeGarrette Blount at all or C.J. Ham. We're not talking about those type of backs here. $5,700 for Blount on FanDuel, too expensive for me, and $3,700 even on DraftKings is too expensive. But Jerick McKinnon is the guy I'm circling there on DraftKings. He's $5,100 in the PPR, full PPR format, so that his value is very good there. Look, in relation to Murray, he's only $100 cheaper than Murray, but that's where I'm going. The Eagles have struggled against these type of backs all year, and I figure that McKinnon is going to get at least six catches. Hopefully he'll get targeted and more than that in this one, but he's very efficient typically in catching his targets. Getting in the open field, I think he can be very effective. So I make a beeline to McKinnon as the back of choice on either team in this one for sure. Now, if you're going to try to be cute and clever, I think you could go on the other side to find a similar back in Corey Clement. That if Ajayi's not getting the job done between tackles, which could be a struggle here, and LeGarrette Blount sees limited touches, I could see Clement being in there for more of a change of pace. But I think I feel tons better about McKinnon. Of course, you're going to pay more for him. He's $2,000 more, $5,100 or $3,100 to Clement. On DraftKings, he's a good $1,800, $6,800 to $5,000 for Clement on FanDuel. So McKinnon, I'm just all in as much as possible as I can. Again, my lineups, I think ideally when I look back, I think McKinnon is definitely a guy I want, and I think I would look at TJ Yeldon as well, and I would be happy with that backfield and spend some money at the other positions to load up there so I can get a player like Diggs in a great matchup in this game, or have a number one receiver the way I like consider Jeffrey or really Gronk in the Patriots game. That allows you to do that. If you go a little bit cheaper and running back, I think that's the way to go. Go a couple tiers down and then go get a really deep sleeper, and you'll be happy with your production there. Now, because there you have to pick one, we go with the kickers here. And I think the guy easily for me among these kickers is Josh Lambeau. He's the cheapest, that's why. But 4,600, if you're going, I just don't love kickers in this particular game with the Eagles and Vikings. I think it'd be very low scoring, where I see the Jaguars and Patriots kind of meeting in the middle, creating some field goal opportunities. And Steven Gutkowski, however, is 5,000 and Lambeau's 4,600. So that's the difference for me. I'm going to try to save all the money I can and just go with Lambeau in the game and trust him. He's been pretty good outdoor kicking of late for sure. So there you have it. There's another edition of Locked On Fantasy Football in the books, another week in the books as well. Matchup Thursday, we'll have only one game to talk about next week, so we'll break that down. It'll be the combatants in Super Bowl 52, but first we got to do the fallout of these games, and that's what we'll start off with to open the week next week. And all kinds of good stuff. I'll be there for part of Super Bowl week with Sporting News Tuesday through the game day after, so it'll be a fun time there. So can't wait for that. Can't wait to bring you some content from there as well. So for Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. We'll see you next time.